Okay, folks, our next speaker is somebody I'm really looking forward to hearing speak because he's a tireless campaigner against mass immigration. He's an actual, real-life activist, not an armchair nationalist, not just a voice on the internet. The work that he does in Dover and elsewhere highlights the disgraceful invasion of illegals that our government permits to go on right under our very noses. They don't only just allow it to happen, they're now actually assisting. And the work that Steve Laws does is absolutely invaluable to our movement, raising awareness to the general public. He has got a fantastic website that highlights these issues, not just in Britain, but across Europe. And he also is a man who puts his head above the parapet at elections. He's stood in the past for UKIP, and it's an absolute privilege to have him here speaking for us. Can you put your hands together for Steve Laws, please?
Bear with me, all right, guys, because I'm not usually a public speaker, so I may be looking at my notes a little bit too often, but it is like watching a nation busily engaged in heaping up its own funeral pyre, a quote that is far too relevant in the events that I've been witnessing over the past few years. I'd first like to thank Mark and Patriot Alternative for actually inviting me to speak. It's a great honour and I really do appreciate it. For those that don't know me, my name's Steve Laws. I'm a father of three. I'm a so-called activist and independent reporter, I suppose, or citizen journalist, whatever you want to call it. And basically, I cover illegal immigration down at Dover and on the Kent coast. Described by Hope Not Hate as a racist bigot who is a key figure in creating and distributing anti-migrant content in online far-right networks during 2021. So all round a sound guy, generally. I always find it hilarious, the fact that they call me some sort of far-right bigot. I'm generally just filming boats coming into the country. It's no different than a train spotter. It's like they make my life sound far more exciting than it actually is. For almost 3 years now, I've been covering illegal immigration along the Kent coast. Most of my time covering it has been spent in Dover, highlighting the illegal dinghy arrivals. I first started uploading most of my content and my reports onto the social media platform Twitter before they banned me, obviously, like the rest of us here. Once they banned me, I set up my own website, Steve Laws Report, shameless plug, I know, which meant I could keep all of my work in one place and not get censored, which is actually quite beneficial these days. We need some sort of notes and sort of documents of what's actually going down on the coast. Over the last few years, myself and a few others have documented various news stories around illegal immigration, everything from the Napier Barracks fire all the way through to the French escorts. Later, these stories would get picked up by the mainstream media and pushed out as an exclusive. I've seen tens of thousands of illegal immigrants ferried into the country by the Border Force, the Royal Navy and the RNLI since I first started covering the invasion. I've observed beach landings where dinghies crammed with invaders have landed onto our beaches and tried to flee into the town. All assisted, usually by NGO groups such as Care for Calais, Channel Rescue, or CRAN, which is also known as Kent Refugee Action Network. They all have their hands in the pie and they openly advocate and encourage these illegal crossings. The first time I caught a beach landing, the police managed to catch up with the illegals around 10 minutes or so after I did. The first thing the police did when they came onto the scene was threaten me with breach of the peace and arrest. They told me, and I quote, "You are harassing the poor migrants who have just arrived from France." These were the police's words. They were more interested in harassing someone merely taking pictures of illegal immigrants arriving rather than, you know, actually dealing with the horde of immigrants that are fleeing into town, scaring the local public. I remember one time, a couple of years ago, I was late to catch her in a beach landing. There was two men hovering around a dinghy And as I got closer, I found out they were claiming the boat by salvage rights. So as I see that they was claiming it and it was all legit, they had the right paperwork, I thought to myself, it'd be rude not to jump in for a ride. Two Border Force officers tried to stop us from leaving at first, but once they see the paperwork and they see everything was all tickety-boo, they realised there was nothing they could do and they continued to let us do. They even helped us put the life jackets on. Within 10 minutes of being out into the channel, an RNLI lifeboat, absolutely packed with illegal immigrants, came storming towards us, thinking we were illegal immigrants ourselves, trying to rescue us. When they got close enough, they realised we weren't illegals, and then they darted off back to Dover, where they unloaded the horde of illegal immigrants that was on the boat. After that, we headed to a beach about a mile or two away. It's called Samfire Ho. And then we got off the dinghy, unloaded it. Man took it back to his house because he claimed it by salvage rights. I went home. I thought that was the end of the story. 2 days later, the police arrested me at the port for theft of a boat, which then began a year and a half worth of court cases to finally prove my innocent. All for simply having a ride in a dinghy, doing exactly the same thing that illegal immigrants do day in, day out. When I first started covering the dinghy arrivals, it was barely mentioned in the media. The vast majority of the country knew it was happening, but didn't understand the true scale of what was going on. They didn't understand the amount that was actually increasing and the numbers were climbing rapidly. Myself and a few others have shown how the French Coast Guard escort illegal immigrants to the middle of the channel, and then our own Border Force vessels head out and pick them up, acting as a taxi service. I know it's a cliche saying, but it's true. It's 90% young men that are arriving. The overwhelming majority are Middle Eastern and African. Whilst the media are focusing on the very rare woman or child that might arrive on a boat, we would show the true scale of what's happening. We would show the hundreds of young fighting age men swarming into the country whilst the media are too busy running up and down snapping a poor child. They all arrive with fresh haircuts. They all have designer clothes, they're all wearing jewellery, they're always swearing or throwing up gang signs, and they're always taking selfies on their latest iPhones. These aren't conspiracies, these aren't exaggerations, these are exactly what's happening. Over 39,000 illegal immigrants, it was 38,000, but over 1,000 came over today, so I've kind of had to update the figures. But although over 39,000 have came over, according to the MOD. Of course, I would take these figures with a pinch of salt, because on numerous occasions, I've counted the number that have come into the country. The MOD would later say, 345 came over today, but in reality, it was more like 600. So the numbers that the MOD put out, whilst they're the only figures we can use, they're wrong. More are being ferried in by the Border Force as we speak. As I said a minute ago, over 1,000 today that we know about, 500 last night whilst everyone was sleeping. Last year, it was 28,500, and in the year 2020, it was 8,500. So you can see how the increase in numbers is climbing rapidly. These are just the figures that have arrived by boat. We have no idea how many come through the Eurotunnel. The Home Office and the MOD claim they hold no data on illegals arriving via the Eurotunnel. After a Freedom of Information request, the Home Office at first claims they held the data, but it's not in the public interest and they refuse to disclose it. After going through the appeal process, the Home Office eventually got back to me, claiming that they were wrong to refuse to give me the information because they do not collate the necessary data that I require, and neither does the MOD, which this tells me they're either covering it up, which we all know they do cover up, or the even worse prospect of the fact that they're not even keeping any data of illegal immigrants that arrive in the country. And that has to be an absolute lie, because there has to be a paper trail. There has to be some sort of trail to, like, if an illegal immigrant jumps out the back of a lorry and they find them on the Eurotunnel, there has to be some sort of paper trail. They're not just letting them disappear. I know people that work there. It doesn't happen like that. We have no idea how many arrive in the back of vehicles, such as cars, lorries or vans. And the reality is we never will know, because the Home Office and the government, they only check 1 in 25 lorries that arrive into the country. They only check 1 in 100 cars, and they barely check the vans. And I've sat at the port of Dover, the Western Docks, where the ferries come in and out all day long, and I've sat and watched how many lorries have been searched and how many have been counted, and it will shock you. It's absolutely disgraceful that they're allowing this to happen. This year, which is a different change, is we've brought about a massive increase in the influx of Albanians arriving illegally into the UK. You've probably all heard the stories by now that have been pushed out in the media. Over 12,000 of this year's boat arrivals, out of the 38,000 that the MOD claim have came over, 12,000 of those are Albanian. 10,000 of them are adult males, all coming to the UK illegally. Around 2% of the Albanian adult male population has come to the UK illegally in the last couple of years, which is absolutely shocking. So those numbers will increase substantially. If you think of 2% of the adult male population, 2% might seem like a small number, but that's absolutely huge. The rest of the illegals that arrive in the UK have come from various nations all over the world. And when I say all over the world, I literally mean all over the world. The majority, however, are from African and Middle Eastern nations. The most frequent Middle Eastern nations they tend to come from are Iran, Iraq, and Afghanistan, which you probably all could have guessed, looking at the people that arrive. The most common illegals from African nations are Eritreans, Somalians, and Nigerians. And you don't need to read too many news cases to understand what these sort of people are like. On arrival last year, the invaders were greeted with takeaways such as kebabs and Domino's pizza. In the year 2021, the Home Office spent £358,400 of taxpayers' money on takeaways for illegal immigrants, with some orders of Domino's pizza costing anything up to £5,000 at a time. Since the news of pizzas and kebabs managed to reach the mainstream media and all of the normal population, the Home Office changed its approach to feeding illegal immigrants and decided to install its own private catering firm, which may sound like a great idea at the time. However, the true cost of this it's been installed in a new multi-million pound facility, which was ultimately designed to prevent anyone seeing what's going on behind the scenes. So we can't get pictures of the Domino's pizzas no more. We can't get pictures of them fighting amongst each other or swearing or attacking Border Force staff. We can't get those pictures no more because they're hiding it. But the reality is it cost £1.7 million this year, only between January and August, to feed the illegal immigrants that have arrived. And that's just to feed them. That's just to feed them upon arrival. So that would be a meal and then send them on their way to Manston before going to a hotel. Over £800,000 has been spent on fuel for the Border Force this year. £7 million a day is being spent on hotels and B&Bs to house illegal immigrants all up and down the country. Of course, you've all seen the illegal immigrant hotels. You've seen how frequent they are. What you don't know is that it's over 1,200 hotels that have been used in the last 2 years. Over 65,000 illegal immigrants are currently housed in hotels up and down the country. After 6 to 12 months, the illegal immigrants in hotels are then moved into either social housing or the private sector. The Department for Levelling Up, Housing and Communities refused to reveal how many illegal immigrants have been placed into social housing. They claimed, yet again using the same old excuse, it's not in the public interest. As for the private sector, Serco, the multi-billion pound company with its hands in absolutely everything, and Winston Churchill's grandson, Rupert Soames, is in control. Well, basically, they are offering landlords the opportunity to rent their property to so-called asylum seekers, offering massive incentives such as 5-year leases with rent payments paid on time every month without fail, no exception, offering them to pay all of their maintenance costs for any damage that's involved in the property before they hand back the property. Everything will be repaired at all of Serco's expense, at the taxpayer's expense. All utility bills. So whilst you're struggling to pay your electric bill or struggling to pay your gas bill, illegal immigrants that have flooded into the country get all of their utility bills, their council tax and their rent paid for them, as well as you paying for their benefits to go out and get drunk or stoned or whatever they want to do. All of this is happening when the nation has had an incredible cost of living crisis. There is an energy crisis and there is a housing crisis. Families are struggling to afford their energy costs, rent and bills, but if you're an illegal immigrant, you get it all for absolutely free. And I know it sounds like some sort of far-right conspiracy, but it's true. Us Brits have to live on the breadline, struggling to get by whilst illegals are living in the holiday lifestyle all at our expense before being moved into the homes that we actually need. For decades, illegal immigration has been an enormous problem, despite the efforts from the establishment at trying to make it sympathetic and all these poor migrants coming over from war-torn France. Whether it be by boat, lorry or tunnel, or overstaying on their visas or flying in by plane, illegal immigrants are flooding into the country every day. Thousands of fighting age men are coming every week without fail. If they can't come by boat, they come by lorry. If they can't come by lorry, they come by plane. If they can't come by plane, our government will fly them in. So it's inevitable. The numbers arriving have increased dramatically. It's always been a fairly steady flow, but now it's an intense increase because the world knows Britain is the land of milk and honey. None get deported. None of them are leaving. They're here to stay, unfortunately. Even the failed asylum seekers. Rather than deal with the problem, the Home Office has just covered it up every step of the way. They tried to serve injunctions on us that used to film at the docks. They've also tried to have us arrested. Multiple times they've succeeded. They've seized our devices. They've tied us up in court cases. When that didn't work, they built higher fences. They moved the facilities and even moved the gangway that the illegal immigrants arrive on so we can't film them coming up the ramp. Anything to stop the public from seeing the true extent of this problem. It's affecting every area of the UK. It doesn't matter whether it's a small village of only 500 people like in Linton-on-Ouse or a major city such as London. Illegals will be moved into the local hotels, barracks and B&Bs. They will be scattered throughout the community into council houses and private rented property, all without anyone's consent, and they will do it whether you like it or not. Whether it be an elderly woman or a young lad, the talking points more or less remain the same. The public is fed up with it. Some are scared, some are angry. Nobody wants these people here. Nobody was asked. Given the opportunity, the overwhelming majority of the country would turf them out at a drop of a hat. We have people sleeping rough on the streets, women, children and veterans included, yet our government and those traitors in Westminster continue to put foreigners before our own people, and it's absolutely disgraceful. We live in a nation that chooses to house invaders before the natives. And the worst thing is, the problems with the boats coming over can be stopped fairly easily. All it would take to push the boats back, which is perfectly legal, the reason it isn't happening is because the civil service pretty much said they're not going to do it. The border force refused to operate the pushbacks, and so did the Navy. It's perfectly legal, even with the international law, which, as we all know, is complete nonsense. It can be completely disregarded and we can interpret the law however we wish. Whilst everyone always says, oh, we must leave ECHR, we must do this. In reality, we could just completely disregard them and interpret those laws however we wish. They're not statute law in the UK, so they shouldn't be respected. It's as simple as that. All we have to do is push back, remove the incentives such as the hotel lifestyle, the new phones, the clothing, the cash, and the inevitable outcome of their own home or flat. And then, obviously, the final solution, deport any that arrive and the ones that are here. It's quite simple. It all needs to be done. There's no exceptions that can be made. It's quite simple. We have to deport these people. We have to send them back to their homeland. Don't have to be horrible about it, but all we've got to do is say bye. So... It can be done. It can be stopped. It's just down to each and every one of us to keep the pressure up, keep the campaign in, and push for more and more public support. To tell everyone you know what's happening and just do your part. England expects that every man will do his and woman will do his duty. Thank you.